Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green
Wednesday, the 9th day of August. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to get a copy of the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. The title of it is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, published in the mid-1960s. And it's a free download at my website, by the way. Copyright's long expired. There's about 3 or 4 publishers that have it back in print. You can get new copies off Amazon for about $4 or so. And Dr. Murphy did publish about 8 or 9 other books, all of which have value, all of which are worthwhile. I believe this would be probably the best one to get started with, would be The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. When I first read his book, and I have to give my wife credit for first mentioning to me, and then I didn't pay heed for a while. It was probably several years before I finally read it. It was one of those moments when you realize that this is something very important. At least for myself, I realized it was very important. I realized that I had implemented these principles during my life without really having structure or intent, as the book gives you structure and intent to be able to achieve any goal you want to achieve. I should mention before we go much farther, Professor McKinney will be with us a second hour today. So we'll have open lines this first hour. The first time I implemented these principles, I was it was my senior year in high school. I was on the football field in summer practice, and I know most of you were not football players, but for those of you that were, you know what I'm about to say is probably pretty true. I never did anything physically harder in my life, including all my time in Special Forces, in Vietnam, anything as physically difficult as summer football practice ever. It was grueling, but it was important to help make me the man I am now. So I'm in summer football practice, and we're having a drill where I was playing defensive end, which is one of the two positions I played. And the play was coming right at me, and I'm not a really big man. I'm 6 feet tall, 175, which is big enough to play football and be, you know, an okay football player, about the same size then as I am now. I had one lineman pivot and hit me low behind my left leg, and the other lineman, these guys weigh about 240, 250 each, by the way, so I got about 500 pounds of meat and bone coming at me. The other lineman hit me above the knee of my left leg, and I found out instantly that the knee, in fact, can go the opposite direction of the way it's supposed to go. It was a dislocation, incredibly painful experience. Now, this is 1965, 52 years ago. There was no trip to the emergency room, no visit to the doctor, no physical therapy, simply hobble off the field, unassisted, by the way. One of my buddies, one of my football player buddies, had to drive my Triumph sports car because it had a clutch, and I couldn't push the clutch in. All I could do was sit there. And I was on the bench. Well, about the second or third day after that injury, maybe four or five days, I was back on the field walking. I couldn't do a full workout, but I was trying hard, and was back in full contact and made the first game of the season and played all 10 games that season following that injury. I went on only a few months later. The indoor track season began around January or so, December or January, whenever it was. And I broke the school record in the 100-yard dash and tied the county record in the 100-yard dash that year, only a few months after having a injury so severe that I could not even walk. All I could do was hop, and then put no pressure on that leg. It had only been a few weeks before the injury that I had surrendered my life to Jesus at the Baptist church I was going to at the time. And I was praying. I was praying for healing. I was praying to be able to get back to 100% activity. And although I didn't know at the time, I was implementing the principles of Dr. Murphy, who was a Christian pastor, by the way. And one of the points that Dr. Murphy makes in his book is that, and he backs it up with a number of Bible quotations from the Holy Bible, the King James Version, his belief that Jesus wanted us to achieve our full potential. And I do agree with Dr. Murphy that one of the things that our Lord Jesus Christ wanted us to do and wants us to do is to achieve our full potential. What Dr. Murphy's book will do is give you the structure, give you the outline, give you the blueprint in order to do this for yourself. There's several dozen books of a similar genre to Dr. Murphy's book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. Very few of them, there's a few, but very few, give you the specific, detailed instructions on how to do this, as opposed to just saying it would be great if you could do it and go for it, which most of them do. So I buy 8 or 10 of these books a year to give to people that I think might get some use out of it and might actually implement these principles. especially young people. They got their whole life ahead of them. But age doesn't matter. I give it to anybody who I think might make use of it. And like I say, it's a free download at my website at thelibertyman.com. You scroll down the right side, you'll see the book there on the right side of my homepage. It's a quick read, a couple of hours, 2-3 hours at the very most to read this book. My copy, my personal copy, I have it here a few feet from me. It's got yellow highlighter on various sections, and I try to read it about once a year. It is that important. It really is that important. There was along the same lines here, I believe it was 2008, there was a DVD, a video production that came out that was titled The Secret, The Secret. It made quite a splash in the mass media. The producer and some of the presenters were on Oprah. So I don't know how many millions of people watched the video presentation. I was one of them, obviously. But in the book, in the DVD presentation, a video presentation, they make reference to a book that this video presentation was based on. And they never mentioned the title of the book. I guess they didn't want to steal their own thunder, and they had some profit motive to want you to buy other productions that they were in the process of doing, which that's okay. It's the American way. But I began a quest to identify that book. And I stumbled upon it inadvertently. A friend of mine goes to industrial auctions, and he comes back occasionally with some books. And this one box of books had three volumes in it from I think it was a 10-volume set that was printed about a century ago, in the early part of the 20th century. And the title of it was The Secret of the Ages by Collier, a St. Louisan, by the way. Well, it wasn't a complete set, so I did a quick research, and I found that the book is back in print. I got a copy off Amazon, The Secret of the Ages. It's a far larger book and goes into a lot of the historical perspective of these principles, how these principles work, why they work. It's a good read. It's worthwhile. To achieve your goals and to learn these principles, you don't need to read The Secret of the Ages. But I think it would be a good follow-up, quite frankly. What you learn when you read The Secret of the Ages is the most productive men and women for many, many centuries have understood these principles, have implemented these principles, and become successful by using these principles. And that's been going on for many, many centuries. I'm absolutely convinced that the powers that be do not want you to know your power. All of you listening out there listening to me on the 9th day of August, 2017. They really don't want you to know your true power as a human being. Dr. Myers and I talk about this occasionally on Fridays. Professor McKinney and I have talked about it occasionally. And I believe it to be very true. The powers that be really don't want you to know what your power is, what you can accomplish, if you understand that there's no limits. Once you understand that, then it's off to the races, isn't it? Sincerely, it truly is. One of my neighbors stopped by. I was at the American Legion working yesterday, getting ready for movie night. One of my neighbors stopped by driving a tractor, and we started talking, and I mentioned I'd been to Prague a couple of weeks ago, and that led to a short discussion on why I was there and so forth, and I reached into the saddlebag of my motorcycle and took out a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. And I said, Gary, have you seen this? I said, he said, no, I've known this guy for about 12 years or so. I said, here, take this and watch it. This is why I went to Prague, Czech Republic. This is why I received Prague Peace Prize. This is why I'm having a worldwide audience, is because of what's on this DVD. So he took it and he said he would watch it. He was reading my bio as he was sitting there on the tractor. And he says, boy, you've been really busy. I says, yeah, and I'm not done yet. I am not done yet. I got a lot more to do. And you can also. You can have a lot more to do. You have to have specific goals. The goals, the important ones anyway, they need to be in writing. They do. They need to be in writing. And posted somewhere where you can see them, the important ones. You know, we're not talking about what you're going to have for lunch. We're talking about important goals. It could be a career. Could be personal relationships. It could be health. It could be any number of things. The goals need to be in writing and posted somewhere where you can see them and get reminded of them on a daily basis. If you think about it, I know my demographics. Most of you out there are men and women, age 50 and older. There's certainly, I have my share of younger listeners as well. The majority of you are 50 and older. But even you younger folks in your mid to late 20s, you probably already achieved some goals. Maybe it was graduating from a particular school that you wanted to go to, or getting a specific job. Maybe owning a house, whatever it might be. You had a specific goal, and you achieved that goal. Some of these things would be with greater difficulty than others. Maybe going through college was an absolute struggle. You had to work part-time jobs while you went to school. Maybe you had health issues while you were going to school, or family issues, or all the above. But you still achieved that goal of graduating from college. You were, although you may not have known about the principles outlined in The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Murphy, you were in fact implementing those principles, even though you didn't have specific knowledge of them. So people do this routinely in their lives to achieve whatever goal they want to achieve. Once you read the book, however, you will learn how to do it with intent. You will learn that there's very few limits on what people can do. Very few. Most of them self-imposed. That's what you'll find out. And I urge you in the strongest terms possible to get the book, read the book, and understand and incorporate those principles into your daily life. That'd be pretty neat, wouldn't it? I think so. That'd be really neat. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Be glad to hear from you. I was, topic change here, listening to Alex Jones broadcast this morning, talking about General McMaster. Apparently, General McMaster is not who we would like him to be. I hope that the president figures this out and will relieve General McMaster of his position and put somebody in there who's a true patriot. There's some very serious things going on at the top levels of our government. Very serious. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. John, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 9th day of August. Alex Jones makes a good case for the threats posed to the President of the United States, Trump administration, quoting people like Al Gore, for example, saying that there's going to be a change of command and it will be not involve impeachment. This is not good. This is not good at all. Michael Savage has said that if this does happen, it will lead to a civil war in this country, which may be what their goal is to have a civil war. I would not want to see this happen myself. I'd much rather see our country grow and prosper and move forward among the nations of the world, and be that bright and shining city on the hill that we'd like it to be. But there's very powerful entities out there that would like to see civil war, would like to see the United States collapse. That would be their goal. And we need to do anything and everything we can within our power to make sure it doesn't happen. Donald Trump was not supposed to be the next president as far as the powers that were concerned. They thought they had it in the bag between all the illegal aliens voting, people voting multiple times. What is there, five counties in California that have more people voting than there are registered voters, if I recall correctly? Something's really wrong. Something really broken there. So what can we do at the local level? Well, the Congress is on break. You can let your local congressperson know that you support the President of the United States, no matter who that congressperson is, be they Democrat, be they Republican. And I'm not talking about an email or a phone call. What would really be beneficial would be to make an appointment and actually go into the congressperson's office. They have offices in every congressional district, of course. And it would be good to have some people there that would be known to be influential in the community. Maybe a pastor of a church, maybe the mayor of your local community, or a council member, or an elected official from the county level. Somebody who is a leader in a community in some other capacity, maybe a member of a office holder in the local veterans organization, VFW, American Legion, and have a small group of maybe five or six go to the congressperson's office and let that congressman know that you all support President Trump and his agenda. You may have a couple legislative things you want to support as well. For example, the Hearing Protection Act. Let the congressperson know you would like to see him or her be a co-sponsor of the Hearing Protection Act. I just use that as one example because I'm a Second Amendment guy and I'm aware of that legislation being in Congress. But pick out something that you support and ask the congressman to be a co-sponsor of it. Him or herself. And that would have some effect, a lot more effect than an email or a letter or a telephone call. It means that five or six people have taken the time, made the effort to travel to this congressional office and make their voice heard. It has a lot stronger impact than email or a telephone call or a letter. We got a caller on hold here. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 9th day of August. Month is quickly slipping by, and of course the year is also. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. A lot there. I have a speaking engagement. There's a banner at the very top of my homepage. I'll be speaking at the Stone Fort, Illinois Community Center on Saturday, August 19th, 6 p.m. And admission will be $10. Look forward to seeing many people as can be there as possible. It's Saturday, August 19th, 6 p.m. at the Stone Fort, Illinois Community Center. Also on our website, of course, our energy cleaners for sale. I'm very proud to be working with my friend Tom Berryhill, helping people get their lives back, literally get their lives back. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, well, what are you waiting for? Get your life back. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep? Well, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, everything else is going to be messed up, isn't it? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $295 shipping included. Yes, I use mine every night, and I wake up pain-free in the morning, ready to go get them. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing when you get your energy cleaner. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line. Keep in mind, I do take PayPal, by the way. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. We got Ty from Austin, Texas. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, John. Good to speak with you today, sir. I wanted to get your ideas to overlay on mine regarding this concept of civil war occurring post-murder execution, what, you know, however you want to propose that Trump is, quote-unquote, taken out. And although I guess it could happen, I'm having a hard time seeing it, and here's why. Even though this is 2017 and not the 60s when Kennedy was shot, and even though there's a lot of people awake, the left, let's call it, their ownership of the deep state, their ownership of all the colleges, all the primary schools, on and on and on, the media, they are in a frenzy, and they are very, very well organized. I don't see the right, let's call it, as fractured as it is between the libertarian movement and then your blue blood conservatives. I don't see, just like we didn't cause all the stink and do all these crazy things when Obama was elected twice, although I wanted to vomit both times, I don't see the right erupting in a civil war. Maybe some folks who are organized at some level, and then you get a few gun battles and, you know, what you see in Venezuela. So what are your thoughts on that?
I believe the model that they will use will be civil disorder in the major cities like they've done in the past. They know how to do that. And there's a, before you go any farther, Ty, there is a cooperative effort, a coalition between the left, the communists, and the Muslims. So they will exploit that to the fullest. What we saw happen in Ferguson, St. Louis, a couple of years ago, I believe was a trial run for what they want to do in most major cities. I've been kind of pondering this myself, Ty, who would be on the opposite sides and what would the goal be? If the President of the United States was assassinated, the response of the right would probably be to want to have continuity of government, have the vice president sworn in, and continue the agenda of the recently deceased president. The left, on the other hand, would want to see the government disrupted and no continuity of government in the normal sense of the word. And that's when the cities would burn to make sure that that could not happen. That's my prognostication at the moment, Ty.
Thank you. That's a bigger picture. I appreciate that. I guess my thoughts were a little bit more nuts and bolts, and that just being, okay, so continuity of government continues. If there are some cities that burn, it's not going to be me or my friends burning them down or people like us in other states. It's going to be the agent provocateur type. But I don't see the right or anybody standing on the opposite side of these burning cities or looters other than to defend their own property. I just don't see civil war. I see perhaps a Ferguson popping up here and there, unless it just completely falls apart and there is no continuity of government, then the only way I see anything happening, and that was going to be those of ways and means of money and might scattered throughout the military and government to organize some sort of pushback. Other than that, I see everybody around me going, oh my God, they killed him. Okay, I'm going to get a burger.
Right.
I don't think people care.
Well,
really,
that's true for the majority of people. But let's take another look at this from a different direction. These Muslim terror attacks here in San Bernardino and the nightclub in Florida. There's a possibility that the real goal is to have pushback against Muslims in general so that they can achieve what they really want, which is to get young Muslim males who are more interested in video games and watching football like other Americans to get them to want to become jihadists because they perceive threats to their families and to the religion that they kind of loosely are associated with. I think that could be the true goal of the jihadist attacks. It is to ultimately radicalize Muslim males who really could give a darn about jihad one way or the other, but would be pushed in that direction. What do you think, Ty?
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, and I agree. I've talked with Tim on a Saturday probably 2 or 3 months ago on this subject, and basically to boil that conversation down, if this is going to be a geographic thing, if that kicks off into any great degree, and what I mean by that is if my friend's wife and little girl and her little girlfriends went to the local place where large concerts are played, Circuit of the Americas is what they call it here in Austin, and they were blown up, the mosque that would be near would be burned down with everybody inside of it within an hour or two. Maybe longer, maybe a day or two, but the retaliation would be swift, it would be brutal. I'm not saying it would be right at all. I'm just saying that's what would happen. And I've queried enough people, stranger and friend alike, and posed that question to them and said, what would your reaction be? And unequivocally, here in the South, standing down from that will not happen. And we will not be waiting for law enforcement to do their job.
Okay. Well, that response is certainly one that I would expect to happen, especially in the South. Well, these you know, these matters are going to move forward with no attention or involvement of myself or you, Ty. All we can do is observe and react appropriately. Is all we can do.
Agreed, sir. Well, thank you for your thoughts. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you, Ty. The call number is 800-313-9443. Islam is incompatible with Western civilization. I'm making that as a flat across-the-board statement of truth. Islam is incompatible with Western civilization. There's a billboard that was posted up, I think, in Michigan, and the title of it is The Perfect Man, and I'm going to see if I can find that here on the internet here real quick. Okay, almost got it. It's raised a lot of concern. The billboard does not mention Islam or Muhammad. And let's see if I can get this image up here. Nope, it didn't. Didn't get what I was looking for. Okay, The Perfect Man. And, okay. Where is the, there it is. It's near Indianapolis, I thought Michigan. And let's see if I can get to it here. Well, they're not showing it. They're just going to a background on it. It doesn't say anything about here we go. The Perfect Man. And well, I'm not doing too good here. Here we go. Fox News was covering this. And it's these images are just flashing past me here, and I'm not being able to do any good. It talks about how many people were murdered by the perfect man, about the wives he had, about marrying a child, and all these things, which of course Muhammad did. So it's great psyops, quite frankly, because they never mention Muhammad. They simply make statements that are true. That's what they do. They make statements about Muhammad's life, the perfect man, that are true. And let's see if we can get this up here real quick. Okay. And the goal of Muslims is to emulate the life of Muhammad to the best of their ability. And they want to live their life like he lived it, have wives like he had, not use soap. Muhammad did not use soap. Muhammad did not use toilet paper. And here it is. Finally, I got it. He married a six-year-old girl, beheaded 600 Jews in one day, had 13 wives, 11 at one time. He owned slaves and sold slaves. He was a rapist, tortured and killed unbelievers. And it just says the perfect man. Does not say anything about Islam, does not mention Muhammad. It just makes these statements about the perfect man. Billboard in near Indianapolis. I read the statements of the guy who owns a billboard and rented space, and he said that before he rented space, he did his homework to find out and verify that all these things were true, that the perfect man did marry a six-year-old girl, was a slave owner and slave dealer, was a rapist, personally murdered and tortured people himself, had 13 wives, 11 at one time, and beheaded, murdered 600 Jews in one day. Now, there's a lot of people who may not know that this is talking about Muhammad. And of course, all Muslims do, because if they read the Quran, the ones that can read, most Muslims can't read, by the way. The ones that can read and do read the Quran, they know that these things are true. The perfect man. So that's Islam, ladies and gentlemen. That is Islam, and that's the perfect man that they follow and want to emulate and live their lives as close to the life of Muhammad as they can. Pretty bizarre, isn't it? It's very bizarre. But that's the way it is. We will be dealing with this issue for decades to the future. It will not go away. My hometown, St. Louis, I believe has 70,000 Muslims at this point in time. I know one of the mosques, and I don't know how many mosques there are in St. Louis now. There's a number of them. Surveillance being done at one of them, it showed healthy military-age young men, athletic, healthy military-age young men going into the mosque and coming out a couple of hours later, all beat up and bloody. You think there might be some full-speed, no-holds-barred martial arts training going on there? Yeah, I think so. I think so. Absolutely, there is. We've got a caller and hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. Hey, I just kind of had one comment, I guess it is. And not that I would disagree with you with respect to how a deep state or these sociopathic psychopaths would structure some sort of social discord. I mean, certainly Ferguson was an absolute mess. There's no question about that. But it does require a lot of boots on the ground. Soros has to pay these people and transport them in a bus. And I mean, there's a lot of logistical problems with that. I have noticed that they seem to be able to turn off EBT cards in regions. Wouldn't it be a lot easier? I mean, personally, if it was me, I'd just simply turn them all off. But wouldn't it be easier to turn off all the electronic benefit cards and just watch the mayhem? I imagine in 24 to 72 hours, everything would look like Ferguson. Don't you, or am I missing something?
Oh, no, that's a very true statement. And if Soros' people had the ability to do that. And with the money they have, they probably could get the necessary expertise to shut down the EBT cards. And the fires would start within hours.
Walmart would be gutted. Yeah, Walmart would obviously be empty in seconds. And personally, I don't think they'd bother to use the cards. I think they'd just basically be running through the door as fast as they could. And an angry mob is tough to stop, you know. So there was one other thing that I was wondering about with respect to this exact same subject, is that Cliff High video.
I haven't watched it yet. Hold on through the break here, Rick. Hold on through the break. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 9th of August. Rick, let's have your follow-up comment here.
Yeah, it was just the one other thing. With respect to that particular video, there is a part in that where Cliff High is suggesting, and I don't know that it isn't true, that the fairly recent popularity and or success of cryptocurrencies is with respect to everybody's disgust or mistrust of the U.S. dollar, and he thinks there's a one-to-one relationship there, and that, you know, essentially we would be seeing that same distress with respect to silver and gold, but those things are being controlled by ETFs. And at this point, there is no way to control the cryptos, so they would be an outward sign of some sort of death knell or death rattle of a dollar. Any thought on that?
Well, I don't trust this whole cryptocurrency thing. It's the whole foundation of it is sand, as far as I'm concerned. That you create wealth by having computers solve mathematical problems. That's just counterintuitive.
Well, right. The thing is, and you know, everybody. And not that I would ever defend cryptos, you may very well be exactly right. The other thing is, though, is that everything I do with respect to the U.S. dollar is digital, too. You know, when I buy something at the local grocery store, you know, it's just a little, you know, bunch of computer blips. So I would imagine if there was a problem with the cryptos, your dollars aren't going to be working either. So, there you go. I mean, you better have some food and water around somewhere.
What you're saying is true, but we're talking apples and oranges. You're talking about the method of storage. I'm talking about the method of creation. You know, I create those digits in my bank account by doing work for people and being compensated. The wealth created by cryptocurrency is created by computers doing mathematical calculations.
Precisely. Yes. Although they do start with a PayPal situation, where they take your dollars and change them into cryptos. But once past that, it's pretty dicey. And I'm not sure which one I dislike the most, U.S. dollar or cryptos. I don't like either one, really. But
well, I've had friends point out that if I got involved with cryptocurrency 3 years ago, I would have a lot of cryptocurrency wealth right now, which is true.
Well,
but I just don't trust it.
And you could, yeah, and I see Bix Weir is selling some of his cryptocurrency wealth to buy real silver, which is a fascinating idea as well. And even though I think Bix Weir is a bit of a cowboy, I can't fault him with that logic there.
Well, if you can trade the cryptocurrency for something tangible, whether it's a cheeseburger or a Mustang automobile, I say go for it. You know,
I like all those things. Well, okay, John. thanks a million. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. We're not going to take any more calls this hour. We've got Professor McCanny is going to be here momentarily after the top of the hour break. And there it is, top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.